A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Chaf Beis, Shabbos 22a, pagination 43, but I'd like to start from the facing page so that we're actually on page 42, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis 21b, with the topic of Chanukah. One of the themes, keep in mind, we'll try to do a bunch of Gemaras about Chanukah this morning. One of the major themes is, what is the purpose of the Shamash, or Shamash, the one that we use to light the others, and which stands prominently, even after it's lit, it remains there. What is its function? So we'll start from the Gemara, counting from the wide lines, the medium wide lines, count up about 10 lines. At the end of a line, you'll see Tav Resh Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Chanukah to light the menorah, mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beso mibachutz. The proper place for it is right outside the door, on the outside. They used to own the front yard. There was a courtyard there, and usually was fenced in. They would put the menorah right outside their doorway. V'maya darba aliyah, if he lives on a second floor, manicha b'chalonas mucha l'rishis harabim, the best he can do is put it by the window opposite the Rishus HaRabim, opposite the public area, and that would be his level of Persumei Nisa, of publicizing the miracle. Later on, we mention that if a menorah is placed more than 20 amos high, that that's too high and people don't notice it. So this person on the second floor could be, he's not more than 20 amos high, he's within the range, and they only had a two-story building. Others comment that in an apartment building, putting it by the window might still be advantageous because people from the distance or people from a different apartment building, it's not out of range of their sight. And all things being equal, it could be that it's still a reasonable place to put it by the window. Uvashas ha-sakana, and in the time of danger, where the Goyim do not want us to light fires outside of their temple on their night of their holy day, and similarly, in any environment where you're worried about anti-Semitism, and in that environment you're keeping it quiet, the Soviet Union under communist rule was the classic example, manicha al shulchano v'dayu, you leave it on your table, and that's sufficient. You close all the shutters, you close the drapes, and you just do it privately, and that's fine. This solution, though, causes a bit of a problem. Because if you put the fire of the menorah on your table, so then the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rava tzarech ner acheres l'shtamish l'orah, you need another light to be using for light, because otherwise it looks like dinner candles. Now, whether this problem would still exist, we light in a Hanukkah menorah, it's clearly a menorah, how could it be mistaken for anything else? I don't know, maybe yeah, maybe no, it's a candelabra. But certainly, we could understand in a time where they didn't light in a specific menorah, handcrafted, the way we have this attitude of, we've already developed mitzvahs to the point that it's, you buy it in the Judaica store. They used to take some things and put it together, and it wasn't clear that this was different than a different candelabra that someone was dealing with. So it was clear you needed another one besides, so that someone would say, oh, this is dinner candles, and what's this? Says the Gemara, V'ika Medura, if there's a fireplace, lo tzarech, you don't need an extra light. Putting the menorah on the table is sufficient for the mitzvah, because such a person would eat to the light of the fireplace. Says the Gemara, the flip side, v'iyadam chashuvu, but if he's an important person who wouldn't eat to the light of the fireplace, he needs dinner candles, then afagavdi kemeduro tzarech neracheres, even though he's got a fireplace going, he needs another light to make it clear that this light is for the sake of the mitzvah of Chanukah. So this is approach number one, to make it clear that the Chanukah menorah is extra to commemorate a story. It's there for the mitzvah, so you need a different one which is going to give you the light, and then the Chanukah menorah will be the correct mitzvah. So we go ahead and we incorporate the whole thing into one piece so that the Shamus is sticking out and the menorah is there as your mitzvah.
But does it mean that from Shamus you can benefit by reading
Yes,
it?
Yes. We're going to see that. We'll try to get on to today's daf. But yes, you're going to be allowed to benefit from the Shamus. We're not going to for a variety of reasons, but that's one of the reasons the Shamus is there, to be benefited from. Or at least, if I do benefit, I can attribute the benefit to the Shamus. Let's squeeze in one little piece here before we go to today's daf. My Chanukah, what is Chanukah? The Tanu Rabbanan, B'chofe B'Kislev, on the 25th of Kislev, Yom Chanukah Tamanya Inun, their 8 days of Chanukah, the L'Lamisbad Lohon, U'L'Lasanus Bahon, we don't do eulogies, we don't fast on these days, it's a holiday. Shekishanichnusu Yevonim Lehecho, because when the Greeks came into the sanctuary, Timu Kalashimonim, they defiled all of the oil, and this was done purposely, they broke the seal, stuck their finger in, and when the kingdom of the Kohanim, they established their own kingdom, v'natzchum, and they won, badku v'lamatzo apach echad shel shemen, shayimunach b'chosam shel kohen gadol, they found only one that had the seal intact, v'lohayibu elahadlik yom echad, and it only had enough to last one day, nasa bones, a miracle occurred, v'idliku b'mena shmona yomim, and it lasted for 8 days, they were able to light from it for 8 days. L'shana acheres kovim v'asom yamim tovim. They made it a holiday, v'halel v'hoda'a, of halel and thanksgiving. And that's the original source for Chanukah. Chanukah is not mentioned in the Mishnayos in a direct way. Let's move on to today's daf, Chafez Amar Aleph 22a. Page 43, about 8 lines from the top, added 2 dots. Omar Rabba said, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'nicha b'tefach ha'smucha l'pesach. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to put it by the tefach closest to the doorway. And the Gemara asks, V'heicha manach le, where do you put it? Let's drop down 1 line, 2 lines. V'hilchasa mismol, you put it on the left side. Kedei shetei ner Chanukah mismola mezuzah bimin, so that ner Chanukah is on the left, mezuzah is on the right, on your way in. And like this, the philosophy here is that mezuzah declares Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, v'yohavta, and you should love Hashem and serve Him with all your heart, soul, and resources. And on the other side, Chanukah time, we have the practical application where they were challenged in this, and they went ahead and fought back. Let's continue to our theme of the Shamus. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi, also lahartzas mos k'neged ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to check your coins to the light of the ner Chanukah. If you drop down about 4 or 5 lines, the Gemara gives the reason, shelo yuhub mitzvahs bezuyos alav, so that you should not be disgraceful to the mitzvah. And that is a second reason for the Shamus. Our first reason for the Shamus was so that it should be clear that it is a menorah and not dinner candles. And our second reason here is shloye mitzvah spizuyos alav, so that if you were to use the light, you could attribute it. I used the light of the Shamus and I was not disgraceful to the Chanukah menorah. A third reason is mentioned, we'll just say it orally, in the coming Gemara over here, that we need a way to light the menorah, because it's questionable if you're allowed to light from one ner to the next. And therefore, we need a shamus. We need an independent candle. You can't just light the match to one of the lights and then move from one to the other using a match or whatever back and forth. So we want an independent light for use, and that's called the shamus. That's the one that lights the others. And there is a fourth reason for the shamus, which is symbolic of the tradition of the Rebbe-Talmud relationship, where the shamus is viewed as the mentor and the lights are viewed as the students, and the mentor is lighting the students, and even afterwards he stays there proudly in place. So you'll follow the different reasons and you'll see some reasons might apply in different cases, but there is this concept, and some say not even to benefit from the Hanukkah menorah even with the shamus, because collectively it is symbolic of the tradition of the Masorah. And certainly in the original menorah, there's a lot of symbolism of the eternity of the Jewish people. And when they lit each light, it should be Shetehe Shalheves Ola Me'eleha, that you leave the kindling method there long enough that the fire that you're kindling should come up beautifully on its own, so that the child, the student, should become a self-starter before you disengage. So there's a lot of symbolism here regarding the shamus as well, besides of its halachic requirement. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.